Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to Daily Dose. Hope you join us today as we dive into Scripture and we take a look at what God's Word has to say for us today. Hey, how are you doing today? Welcome to Daily Dose. It is April 22nd, and today what we're going to talk about is how wisdom can win the battle. We go through a lot of battles in our lives. There are different times and things that happen in our lives that we go through with different battles. And so today, I want to talk about wisdom outsmarting strength, or even outbesting strength. We look at strength in a ton of different ways in today's society, but honestly, the strength of intellect is one that we've kind of lost touch with. We've told ourselves that the strength of intellect is no longer as important as it once was. If you have your Bibles, open with me to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24, read with me in verse 3. A house is built by wisdom, and it is established by understanding. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with every precious and beautiful treasure. A wise warrior is better than a strong one, a man of knowledge than one of strength. For you should wage war with sound guidance. Victory comes with many counselors. Wisdom is inaccessible to a fool. He does not open his mouth at the city gate. And so, this passage is about wisdom, and more than that, it's about biblical wisdom, godly wisdom, wisdom that comes in many different forms. First of all, how many of us will go out and start building a house when we really have no idea how a house is built? That is foolish. It's crazy. But what we see is a house is built by wisdom, and it is established by understanding. I know there are a few church members within our own congregation that are building homes right now. They're building houses. How many of them rush off to go and get the materials and just say, well, I'm going to slap this together without a plan? Chances are, we're probably not doing that. In fact, I can remember doing something in Cub Scouts called the Pinewood Derby, or even in Boy Scouts, we did the Pinewood Derby. And so this is where you built a wooden car, and your car was raced against other cars. I remember doing this, and it was one of my favorite things that I did in Boy Scouts because it taught you to build things. You couldn't just start without a plan. In fact, I'll tell you this story. My first year of doing the Pinewood Derby, I did just that. I didn't have a plan. I just tried to make the fastest looking car possible. Well, I didn't come in last, but I came in second to last place in the entire year. And so that next year, we sat down and we came up with a plan for the car. There are these specifications that the car must be built by and have you have to weigh under a certain weight. It can't be longer than a certain thing. And so when we look at Pinewood Derbies, we had to have a plan before we began to do that. The same thing happens with wisdom. When we build a house, how much more then are we to go into battle without any kind of wisdom? He says a wise warrior is better than a strong one. Listen, we wage battles every single day in our lives. We wage different kinds of spiritual battles in our lives. How foolish are we when we go in blind, when we go in without a plan? We go in without God. How foolish do we look when we're stranded in the middle of the battlefield with no weapon? But God grants us wisdom. The Bible says that it is inaccessible to a fool because a fool doesn't open his mouth. A fool doesn't want the wisdom. A fool chastises the wisdom. A fool casts the wisdom aside. Just like us, we are not fools. When we go into battle, we need to be sure that we take the time to have the right wisdom with us. Before we even begin to engage our day, we should stop and we should pray to thank God that He has given us the mindset and the understanding to face that day. before we find ourselves off track without any kind of weapons. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will see you tomorrow.